Okay, we're on Yud Beis Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom. Hechi Avde. Here the Gemara is asking, as Rashi explains, that what did they do when they gathered in the morning? Remember, we ended the previous Amud about the elders gathering. Did the elders gather in the afternoon? Did the elders gather in the morning? So we said that there's a machlokas, right? But according to the opinions, some opinions said the elders gathered in the morning. That was Rav Huna. And or stop. Otherwise, on the day of the fast day, what did they do? What did they do on the day of the fast day when the elders gathered? Amar Abaye. Abaye says, "Meet Safrad Palga the Yoma from the morning until Chatzos. Until Palga the Yoma means halfway through the day. Chatzos. Me'ayninon b'milei demasa. They analyze the matters of the town. They analyze the matters of the town. What does that mean? The matters of the town. So Rashi explains they basically do a lot of checking and investigation in the town to make sure that everyone in the town is acting properly, nobody stole anything from the other person, and if they did, they should rectify it, they should make up with the other person. You know, to make sure basically that there was no reason why Hashem might not be providing rain for this town, okay, or for this country. Mikan ve'elach, so after Chatzos, okay, the latter half of the day, from now on, Riva de Yoma, for a quarter of the day, meaning the third quarter, so the first two quarters, the first half of the day, was spent investigating the matters of the town. The next quarter of the day was spent karinan b'sifra ve'aftarta. They would lane and they would read the Haftorah. Okay, they would lane, right? They would lane vayichal. They would read the Haftorah of Dirshu Hashem b'hi matzo, just like we do, as Rashi explains. That was a quarter of the day. I'm not sure what else they did during that quarter, because unless they leaned very slowly, right, a quarter of the daytime, it's a lot of time just to lane vayichal and to read the Haftorah, but maybe they reviewed it, maybe they did other things, I'm not sure. Mikan ve'elach, and from then and on, the fourth quarter of the day, right, the last part of the day, bo'inon rachame, they davened. They davened. At the end of the day, they davened. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, vayakumu Pasuk in Nehemiah, vayakumu al omdom vayikru b'sefer Torah Hashem Elokeihem. So they got up and they read the Torah. Revius Hayom for a quarter of the day, Revius Misvadim Mishtachim Nashim Elokeim, and they would bow and confess for a quarter of the day. Okay, so you see that the third quarter was spent reading the Torah, and the fourth quarter is spent davening. The Gemara asks Epuch Anna, but that only proves the order of the Torah and then davening, but that doesn't prove which half of the day that was. So maybe why can't we say that the first quarter of the day was spent laning, second quarter of the day was spent davening, and then maybe the latter half of the day was spent analyzing and investigating the matters of the town? Meaning, why don't we just reverse it? How do we know that they investigated the first half, maybe they investigated the second half? How do we know that? Epochana, right? Let's flip it around. So the Gemara says, Lo salkadaita. No, you can't think like that. You can't think that they investigated the latter half of the day and they davened in the first half. Why? Tichsim, because the Pasuk says in Ezra, Ve'eila ye'osfu kol chared b'divrei Elokei Yisrael, that to me, all of those who are scared or in trepidation of the words of Hashem will gather, al ma'al hagola, and they will investigate, you know, kind of the sins of those of us in exile. That's one Pasuk. And then uksiv, and then another Pasuk says, uv'minchas ha'erev kamti mita'anisi, Minchas ha'erev, meaning as we got towards the evening, then I would get up from my fast and I would spread my arms, spread my palms to Hashem, meaning, and I would daven. So it's clear that the davening happened at the end of the day. Okay, so therefore it must be that the investigation happened at the beginning of the day and the davening happened at the end of the day. Okay, Zakhti Gemara Vaiter, a new inyan. Amar Rafram Bar Papa Amar Rav Chista. Kol shehu mishum ovel, anytime you have restrictions, let's say an issur rechitza, we're talking about here an issur rechitza, you can't wash yourself. So anytime that restriction is due to avelus, kegon Tisha B'Av, ve'ovel, such as on the day of Tisha B'Av, we don't wash out of avelus for the Churban Habayis, and then ve'ovel, meaning during avelus proper. And obviously if someone loses a relative, so then they don't wash because of avelus. So anytime that the issur rechitza is because of avelus, asur bein b'chamin bein b'tzonein, you're not allowed to wash yourself in hot water or in cold water. So if the issur rechitza is because of avelus, you can't wash in hot water or in cold water. Kol shu mishum tainug, but if the issur rechitza is not because of avelus, but it's because of, we don't want to get pleasure, or we don't want a person to be involved in so much pleasure, kigon tainus tzibur,
like on a Tainis Tzibor, they had an Isser Rechitza that had nothing to do with Avelus. There's no Avelus, there's no mourning. So that was just so that they wouldn't get too much pleasure. So then, Bechamin Aser, Bebetzonein Mutter. Then the only Isser is hot water, because that's more pleasurable. But Tzonein, in cold water, which is not pleasurable, that's Mutter, that's allowed. So again, if the Isser Rechitza is because of Avelus, hot and cold are Aser. If the Isser Rechitza is only because of Tainuk, because of pleasure, hot water is Aser, that's pleasurable. Cold water is not so pleasurable, so that's Mutter.
Okay. Zakti Gemara Vayto Amar Ravidi Barovin Afana Nami Tenino. So Ravidi Barovin says we learn the same thing in a Mishnah. That same halacha we learned in a Mishnah. What was the Mishnah? The Mishnah says our Mishnah. We had this. V'noalinus Hamer Chatzos,
that they would close up the bathhouses. Remember, right? Our Mishnah said that on the days when there was an Isra Chitza, they would close up the bathhouses. Okay.
Amar Abaye. So Abaye says, what's the proof from that Mishnah? V'ibit Sonein Oser. I'm sorry. The proof from that mission is Vinolin and Samer Chatzos, they would close up the bathhouses. What was a bathhouse? What kind of water did they have in the bathhouse?
Hot water. Right? They had hot water. Meaning, why does the Mishnah have to say that? The Mishnah should just say this, and it's a Rechitza. Why does the Mishnah add that they close up the bathhouse? So that proves that the only problem is hot water. Because otherwise, he could have left that out. I just say there's an Isser Rechitza. No, but we added that we close up the bathhouses to show us that no, the only prohibition is hot water. That's the only water that's awesome. Comes Abaye and rejects the proof.
Amar le Abaye says, no, you can't prove anything from that Mishnah. Why? V'i b'tzonein aser.
Let's say it was also aser b'tzonein. Right? Let's say hot and cold water was aser. What do you want the Mishnah to say? You want the Mishnah to say that we should stop the rivers? Right? Stop up the rivers? Dam up the rivers? Is that what you want the Mishnah to say? That's impossible. Right? The Mishnah can't say that. You can't dam up the rivers. Right? So it says Abaye, there's no riot from the Mishnah, because maybe really in the Mishnah, hot and cold are really aser. Maybe they're really both aser, hot and cold. Aye, so why does it say merchatzos? That we lock up the merchatzos? Because that's the only thing we can lock up. We can't lock up cold water. We can't prevent cold water. But we can't prevent hot water, so that will prevent. Right?
So that's why Abaye says there's no riot from the Mishnah. Good. Right. Amar Rav Shisha, Berei de Rav Idi. So Rav Shisha, Berei de Rav Idi says the following. Abba, hachi kashale.
So he says, my father, who was his father? Rav Idi. Right, this is Rav Shisha Berei de Rav Idi. So Rav Idi, who was the father, and if you look back, he was the one who said that we learned it in the Mishnah of Vinolin and Samer Chatzos. Rav Idi Barovin was the one who brought the proof for the Mishnah of Vinolin and Samer Chatzos. So comes Rav Shisha Berei de Rav Idi, his son, and he says, oh, what was my father bothered by? Right, what was my father's raya?
Abba, hachi kashale.
My father was bothered by the following question.
The following question in the Mishnah. Michdi, right, let's look and see at the Mishnah. Tana, the Mishnah says, also berechitza.
The Mishnah says, you're not allowed to wash.
No alinus hamer chatzos lamali.
So why does it say at all, no alinus hamer chatzos? Just leave out the whole thing. Leave out the whole thing. Right? Meaning just say there's an Isser Rechitza. If the Isser was hot and cold water, so just say there's an Isser Rechitza and leave out the whole idea of locking anything up. Why do we need that, Bechlai?
Okay?
So he says the very fact that the Mishnah adds this piece about locking up the merchatzos, which is unnecessary, you don't need to say that, proves that the whole Mishnah is only talking about an Isser to wash in hot water, not in cold water. So he says that's what my father's raya was from the Mishnah. He was bothered by the fact that the Mishnah says anything about locking up. Forget locking up. Just say there's an Isser Rechitza, period. Why do you have to lock up anything?
Okay, good. Says the Gemara.
Lema Messiah. So let's say that this supports the following.
The Mishnah says, "Kol chayvei tvilos tovlin kedarkon, bein b'tishabov, bein b'yom ha-kippurim." Okay, the Mishnah says that all those who are chayev to do tvila, okay, Rashi says we're talking about a case of a nida or a yoleda, so a woman who had a baby and now has to do tvila, she has to go to the mikvah. Tovlin kedarkon, they can go to the mikvah regularly, bein b'tishabov, bein b'yom ha-kippurim. They can even go on tishabov and yom kippur.
Why? Because since that's the day that they're supposed to go, it's called a Tevilas Mitzvah, and the Torah on Yom Kippur and Chazal on Tisha B'Av never prohibited a Tevilas Mitzvah. Nowadays we don't do this, by the way, right? Nowadays nobody goes to the mikvah on Yom Kippur. Tisha B'Av, it's not done, but in the times of the Mishnah, that was a real Tevilas Mitzvah, a real Tevila at the proper time, so therefore they went to the mikvah even on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur.
So the Gemara says, B'mai, right? What kind of water were they Tovel in on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur? Ilema b'chamin.
So if you say that they did tevila in hot water,
tevila b'chamin mi'ika. Can you have such a thing as tevila in hot water? You can't have it. Why? She'uvin inu.
Because that would be considered mayim she'uvin. What's mayim she'uvin? Mayim she'uvim means water that was collected in a vessel. Okay? Now when it comes to a mikvah, the water is not allowed to be collected in a vessel. The water has to come straight from the rain, right? Right. It can't stop in a kli at all. It has to go straight from the rain and go right into the mikvah. Right? The way the mikvahs are built today, they have all these fancy piping systems. The water goes straight into the rain, right from the rain, and goes straight into the mikvah. Okay? You can't have mayim she'uvim. Mayim she'uvim means drawn water in a kli. Once the water collects in a kli, it's possible for a mikvah. It's called mayim she'uvim, it's possible for a mikvah. Okay? So says the Gemara, had the heat up water. Nowadays we have fancy mikvahs, right? You could put a heater in the mikvah, right? So it's no problem to heat up, to have a hot mikvah. But in those days, you couldn't have a hot mikvah. Why? Because how do you heat up the water? Right? The only way to heat up the water is to heat it up in a vessel and to pour it in, right? So therefore, they didn't have hot mikvahs. So says the Gemara, it can't be that the mikvah was hot, because if it was hot, the water would be puzzled for a mikvah. It's mayim she'uvim. Right? It would be drawn water. It's in a kli. That's how it was heated up. So you can't have a hot mikvah. Okay? So it must be el alav bitzone. So rather, it must be talking about cold water. It must be talking about cold water. And what does the Mishnah say about cold water? That if you're chayiv tvila, you're allowed to go on Tisha B'Av. Right? If you're chayiv tvila, you're allowed to go on Tisha B'Av. What's the inference? What's the implication? The chayiv tvilos in. The implication is dafka, someone who's chayiv tvila, is allowed to go to the mikvah, cold mikvah, on Tisha B'Av. But the implication is, inish acharina lo. The implication is, a regular person who's not chayiv to go to the mikvah on Tisha B'Av is not allowed to wash himself in cold water on Tisha B'Av. So you see that when it comes to Tisha B'Av, it's davka, hot water, that's prohibited. I'm sorry, when it comes to Tisha B'Av, it's both hot water and cold water that's prohibited. Huh? From Kippur also. Okay? So why, and again, because Tisha B'Av was Avelos, remember? Right? That's what we said. Avelos is hot, is usher and hot and cold. So since Tisha B'Av is Avelos, hot and cold are both usher. Good. I'm sorry? Yom Kippur is different, though. Yom Kippur is Midoraisa, so that's a whole different ballgame. But the Rai here is from Tisha B'Av. What about halfway down the page? The first word in the line is in. In Ishacharina lo. Okay, you see that? Amarav Chanabar Katina. So the Gemara says, no. You can't, there's no proof. There's no proof from that Mishnah. Why? Lo nitzrucha ela lachame teveria. No. The Mishnah is actually talking about hot water. The Mishnah is not talking about cold water. The Mishnah is talking about hot water. What hot water can we have in a mikveh? Right? So the answer is chame teveria. What's chame teveria? The hot springs of teveria. Teveria has hot springs, right? They're naturally hot. It bubbles up from the ground. Okay? And chame teveria, we were saying, are kosher for a mikvah, even though it's not a normal mikvah the way that we think of a mikvah, but a person can be tovel. You can actually do tvila in the chame teveria. So that's what we're saying. Really, we're only focusing on the hot water. And we're saying that a person who has tvila, bizman, right, your tvila falls out on Tisha B'Av, you're allowed to go in the chame teveria. But a regular person can't go into the hot water of chame teveria. But there's no raya to cold water. We don't have any raya. The Mishnah is talking about hot water. It's not talking about cold water. There's no raya that cold water is also in Tisha B'Av. Asks the Gemara if that's true. If that's the case, we're talking about chame teveria. Ema seifa. What? How do you learn the seifa? Why? What does the seifa say? Amar Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim. So Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim said, "Kedai hu beis elokenu la'abid of tevila pa'amachas b'shana." So he said, "You know, listen." He said, "You could mourn over the beis hamikdash for one day and not be tovel." So again, the Tanakhama said you can even be tovel on Tisha B'Av. Comes Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim and says, "No, you shouldn't be tovel on Tisha B'Av. Why? For one day, you can mourn over the beis hamikdash. Don't be tovel on Tisha B'Av. Right? For one day, you can mourn. Okay." The I'amrit says the Gemara. How do you learn that sefer? The I'amrit b'tzonein mutter. If you understand that tzonein is allowed, and that's right, that's the way that we just tried to understand this Mishnah. The Mishnah was only prohibiting chame teveria, right? Chame teveria is okay for a nida and a yoledas, but it's not okay for other people. But tzonein is mutter. If tzonein is mutter, yirchatz b'tzonein. So why does he say that you shouldn't go to the mikvah at all? Kedai hu beis elokeinu, right? It's enough to mourn the beis hamikdash. Don't go to the mikvah at all. Just say go in cold water. Right? The rest of the year you can go in the hot water of chame teveria. Tisha B'Av, don't go in the hot water of chame teveria. You can go in the cold water. He doesn't say that. He doesn't say you can go in the cold water. He says you can't be tovel at all. So obviously he holds that you can't be tovel at all, even in cold water. Both cold water and hot water are both us. That's obvious from the sefer. Comes Rav Papa and says, no, there's no raya, right? Rav Papa now slugs that up. Amar Rav Papa, be'asra de lo shchiach tzonein. No, we're talking, that Mishnah is talking about a place where there is no tzonein. right? So there's no possibility of going in the cold water, right? But really, you know, maybe really you could say the cold water would also be prohibited. What? So we're suggesting that still the only heter would be on Tisha B'Av, the only heter is for someone who's chayiv tevila. But if someone's not chayiv tevila, there would be no heter to go in the chamei teveria. It doesn't matter, but it's still hot water. Yeah, even though it's naturally hot, but it's still cold hot water. Yeah. Okay. Zokta Gemara Vayter, a new proof. Okay, a new proof. Toshima comes the Gemara and says a proof. Kisha Amru also b'malacha lo Amru ela b'yom. Ava b'layla mutter. When they said that there's an Issa Malacha, so they only said there's an Issa Malacha by Yom, only during the day, but at night there's no Issa Malacha. So when they said an Issa Malacha on the fast days, we're talking about the fast days. When they said Issa Malacha on the fast days, that's only during the day, but at night it's mutter. There's a fascinating Rashi here, by the way. Rashi says that this Gemara implies that Tisha B'Av at night, you're allowed to do Malacha. The only Issa Malacha on Tisha B'Av is during the day, the night of Tisha B'Av. Right? He says, the night of Tisha B'Av, isn't it? Well, you're not supposed to go to work and things like that. You're allowed to turn on lights, right? But you're not supposed to, like, go to work. So he says, Rashi says that this Gemara implies that that's only during the day when you're not supposed to do it. But at night, you can work as much as you want. But Rashi says, don't tell anyone. But Rashi says, don't be mefarsim this. Even though that's the implication of the Gemara, don't be mefarsim. But Rashi's worried. People are going to, like, you know, do away with Tisha B'Av. Certain things do, but certain things don't, right? It's a little bit. Tishra, only certain things change after Chatzos.
Okay. Anyway, so the Isra Malacha is only by Yom, not by Laila.
Ukisha Amru also ben Ilas Asandol, and when they said that you're not allowed to wear leather shoes, Lo Amru Ela Beir, they only said that in the city. Ava Bederech Muta, but if you're traveling, you're allowed to wear leather shoes.
Why are you traveling though?
Let's say you have to travel. You know, you have a medical emergency, so you have to travel. So you're allowed to wear leather shoes. Okay, Tzad, how do you do that? Yotzei laderech, when you're going out on the way, right? You're walking on the road. Noel, then you can wear your leather shoes. Nichnas le'ir cholitz. As soon as you get into the city, right? So then you have to take off your leather shoes. Okay, so that is malacha and leather shoes. Ukesha amru aser berechitza, and when they said that you're not allowed to wash, lo amru ela kol gufa. They only said you're not allowed to wash your whole body. Avapanav yodav raglav mutter, but you're allowed to wash your face, hands, and legs. Okay, when they said you're not allowed to wash, it's only kol gufo, you're allowed to wash your face, hands, and legs. Continues the Braisa, or the Mishnah, I'm not sure which one it is. Mechena tamotze b'menuda. So too, this halacha you also find by a menuda. What's a menuda? Someone who's in cherem. Right? Someone who's in cherem also has these halachos. Okay? Uba avel. And in the case of avelos. Right? So an avel and a menuda have these halachos as well. So the question now that the Gemara is dealing with is that what are we going back on? When we say v'chena tamotze, that you find this halacha also by menuda and avel, what are we going back on? My lava kulhu, are we not going back on all of these halachas that we mentioned, right? We mentioned Isra Malacha, we mentioned Ilas HaSandal, and we mentioned Rechitza. So when we say this is the halacha by avel, are we not going back on all of these things? Okay? Uvemaya skinan, and what are we talking about? What type of water are we talking about? Okay, or the Bach has the language of uvemai. Okay, ilema bechamin. So if you tell me that we're talking about hot water, pon of yod of raglav misharu, you want to tell me that you're allowed, right? You're allowed to wash your hands, your face, hands and legs in hot water. Is that possible? You can't do that. And Ovel can't wash his pon of yod of raglav in hot water. So that can't be what we're talking about. Didn't Rav Shesha say Ovel? Also, lahoshit etzbo b'chamin. An Ovel's not even allowed to stick his finger in hot water, right? Ovel's not even allowed to stick his finger in hot water. So you can't say he's allowed to wash his hands, his panav yodav raglav in hot water. Elalav. So it must be bitzonein. Rather, we must be talking about tzonein here. We must be talking about tzonein that you're allowed to wash your panav yodav raglav in tzonein. Okay, and therefore, what do we see? So we see. What is this a raya to? Hold on a second, what was this? What was the raya here? Okay, so we're talking about... So at first we wanted to say that we're talking about chamin, right? And therefore we're saying that chamin is what's usser. In general, chamin is what's usser, but sonin is mutter. But now we're saying, no, it's even sonin. Even sonin would be usser. There's no raya that sonin is mutter.
in the case of Tainug, in the case of a Tanis Tzibur, really even Sonin is Usur. So the Gemara says, lo, li'olam b'chamin. Really, we're talking about hot water. Maybe really we are talking about hot water, okay? Our question was, right, our kasha was, one second, but how can you say that an Avel is allowed to wash his panav yad v'raglav in hot water? An Avel can't even stick his finger in hot water, right? Asharokoi. So the Avel is actually not going back on Rechitza. The Avel is only going back on the Malacha and the Ne'ilas HaSandal. Okay? But Rechitza, we're not talking about an Avel. Okay? So really we could be saying Tzonin also, and we could be prohibiting a person to wash on a Tanis Tzibur in Chamin and in Tzonin. What about Avelus? Right, I'm sorry. Really, we're talking about Chamin. And we're saying that in Tanis Tzibur, it's Aser Bechamin, but Tzonin would be Mutter. What about an Avel? No, we're not. Avel's not going back on that. Avel's going back on the other two cases, not the case of Rechitza. Okay. Last Toshma. Toshma, the Yomar Rabbi Abba HaKohen. And again, we're trying to prove that for a Tanis Tzibur, it's only Aser Bechamin, not Tzonin. Right? Only Aser Had and not Cold. Mishum Rabbi Yossi HaKohen. So Maisa Umesu Banosh Rabbi Yossi ben Rabbi Chanina. So Rabbi Yossi ben Rabbi Chanina unfortunately lost his sons. His sons died. V'rochatz b'tzonein kol shiva, and he washed in cold water all 7 days. Right. So what do you see? You see that a person that even an avelus, right? You're allowed to wash in cold water. That seems to be a kasha on what we said earlier. We said for avelus you can't wash in hot or cold. Right. During avelus, maybe. Could be, I don't remember. Could be. Okay, so here it seems to be a kasha. Here it seems to say that for Avelus, you're allowed to wash in Tzone. So the Gemara says, no, you can't bring a proof from there. There's no kasha from there. Why? Hasam kishetakfuhu Avelov hava. Now over there, the case was that he had one Avelus followed by another Avelus. It was a double Avelus back to back, right? He was sitting Shiva, and then right as he was about to get up, boom, somebody else died, and another kid died, and he had to sit Shiva again. So then the halacha is in that kind of a case, the Tanya, the Braisa teaches us, takfuhu avelov ze achar ze. If a person sits Shiva and then right away, right before Shiva's over, he has to sit Shiva again. Hichbid sairo mekil batar. If his hair is very long, you know, you're not allowed to cut your hair, so if your hair is very long, so then you're allowed to be lenient and you're allowed to trim your hair with a razor. Umechabis ksuso b'mayim, and you're allowed to wash your clothing in water. Okay? Amar Rav Chista says, "Betar Rav Alo b'Misparaim." You're only allowed to trim your hair with a razor, but not scissors. Why? Because scissors they do a nicer job. So you could just just touch up a little bit, cut it a little shorter with a razor. But where the point is not to have like a nice haircut. And b'Mayim v'Lo b'Neser v'Lo b'Chol. But you know, and also you're only allowed to wash yourself in water, but not with like soap. I mean, Chol is sand, and Neser is Machshailin Rishonim. What exactly Neser is, but it's some sort of either dirt. Or it's some sort of other element like mineral that would help clean. But the point is, you're only allowed to use water and not some other cleansing agent. But the point is here that you see that once we have Avelus back to back, we're a little bit more lenient. So there's no raya that in general during Avelus you can wash with cold water. In general, Avelus is usur, bein bechamin, bein bitzonin.